Welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for being here. Those of you in person, those online, and those who may watch later, we welcome you. This is the City Council study meeting for the City of South Jordan. Today is Tuesday, November 18th, and my name is Dawn Ramsey. I have the privilege of serving as mayor of the City of South Jordan with this outstanding City Council seated here with me and the best staff in the state. We appreciate our executive staff who are here and all those who are not here for all that you do. By way of note, Mr. Harris is joining us electronically. We appreciate that. Mr. Harris, thank you for being here. We're going to open the meeting tonight with an invocation by Councilmember Jason McGuire.
Our dear kind Heavenly Father, we are grateful to be able to gather together this time to participate in our form of government. We pray for thy guidance and direction to be upon us that we may be able to make wise choices that will help improve the City of South Jordan and provide a better life for its residents. And these things, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. As always, anyone who's ever interested in offering an invocation in our work meeting or our council meeting, you are more than welcome. We'd love to have you. You can just contact the city recorder, and whatever kind of invocation or thought to open the meeting you'd like to share, we welcome it and invite you to join us. All right. Item C is our coordination. There's been a lot that's gone on, and it's been a month since we've met, so there's a lot. However, I think mostly for me, it's just that we have National League of Cities for the next few weeks, or a few days, I mean, sorry.
Might feel like
the next few days. The next few days. And it is here in town, in Salt Lake City, and we're thrilled to have them come and have our capital city be the host city for the National League of Cities. And I think all of you are registered to attend. There will be a variety of events. If you don't have your login information for the app, Melanie has that, can tell you how to log in so you have the right password to log into the app to look through all the classes, all the speakers, all of the items. By way of reminder, I believe Friday night is state night. And that's always a good one. Now, when this is held in Washington, D.C., we have about 100 people from Utah that are there. I think we'll have a much bigger turnout this time, obviously, because it's here at home. But state night, it's great. Yeah, it's great. So if you're able to attend that Friday night, that will be great. And I don't know, I think we'll just probably have a text thread to be in touch throughout the conference and figure out who's where, and everyone will be attending different things.
How many attendees usually are there? I mean,
nationally?
Yeah.
Several thousand.
I thought they said yesterday it was 3,000.
Is that at the cities when it's held at a different city? It was in Kansas City. It was awesome. It was great. And I think the turnout was just as big as when it was in Washington. So, yeah, and the conference was really quite good. You had a question about the I don't know what they're calling them. Field trips is not what they're called, but you know what?
Site visits.
Site visits, thank you. Site trips, whatever. I am doing the Hill Air Force Base tour tomorrow morning as one of the site trips. That's the only one I'm signed up for. So I don't know.
I don't know. I know I just tried to sign up for a couple and just didn't do anything.
It didn't work. I wonder if they were sold out. Yeah. I wonder if they were full. I don't know.
So the state night on Friday night, is there a certain time that we're Utah League of Cities and Towns state night? 6 to 7:30. Oh, that's that Illusions Museum.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They want you to register for it.
Yeah. I did. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It closed yesterday, I think.
Yeah, I did register for that. Is there any other thing specific, Mayor, that you want to
say? I have to look through and see. I'm not even sure.
Okay.
The other note is that Friday is
Governor Collins.
Is the grand opening of the UDOT 9800 South Bank.
I don't know.
Yeah, I saw that.
I know. Everything's at the same time. They're all the same day. So just go ahead and choose how that's going to go. They will be doing their ceremony to open all three of the Bangor interchanges at our 9800 South interchange at the parking lot right next to it on Bangor.
Are you going to attend that?
Well, I just got asked this afternoon to speak at it.
Mm-hmm.
So
I guess so.
Guess you're there.
So we're figuring that out.
What
I have a couple of things at that same time that day, so we're just trying to figure out how to make them all work and how to figure it out. But probably.
I saw the email that Governor Cox is speaking with the governor from New Mexico Friday morning. Did everybody see that email?
Mm-hmm. I don't think I saw that either.
There was, Governor I know Cox. He's a speaker, I just don't know which day.
Keynote speaker? Mm-hmm. I would be thrilled if it's not Friday.
Very late tonight is when I plan to log in and figure out all the things I plan to do.
Did you see that email?
I do remember seeing that he's a speaker, but I don't remember when.
Can you correct me, because I'm obviously...
And I think there will be enhanced security. I'm told there will be enhanced security at this event. When they hold it in Washington, if the president comes to speak or the first lady, which has happened every time that I've been there, they have enhanced security. They have advanced security that you have to go through, and the lines are kind of long. I'm told that there will be quite a bit of security to get through at this conference, and probably in light of just several things, just the nature of the day we live in. So just plan accordingly. It might take some time to get through lines through security.
So don't bring a purse.
It's said
probably
in
bring
email,
as little as possible.
Don't
yeah.
bring big bags. Yeah.
Yeah. And plan time to wait in line to get through. That's all I know. So, anybody have anything else to coordinate?
I know there was.
Okay. Let's move on, and I'm sure we'll have lots of coordination and communication over the next few days. Our regular meeting minutes, our regular agenda items, you can see them on there. They're fairly straightforward, and Mr. Tingey is presenting most of them during our council meeting, so we're keeping Don busy tonight. So unless anybody has any questions about those, I would suggest we just move forward. Okay, all right, we have a presentation item here that we're thrilled about. Our friends from Wasatch Front Regional Council are here to provide an update on the Transit Fresh Look effort, which envisions the future of transit in Southwest Salt Lake County and Northwest Utah County. And we're thrilled to have Ted Knowlton here from Wasatch Front Regional Council. Ted is the deputy director, and I'm a big fan of Ted Knowlton. He's a brilliant planner, and he's very good at this, and he has been so helpful through this process. So we'll go ahead and turn the time over to Ted.
Thank you, Mayor, so much. Should I stand? Should I sit?
You, whatever makes you the most comfortable. You're welcome to sit at the table, or you can whatever you want to do.
Okay, I'll sit at the table. Thank you.
And
thank you for having time on the agenda with me. I'm also joined by Chandler Bueller with UTA. Appreciate him.
Chandler, thanks for being
here as well.
Thank you.
You're welcome to sit at the table too if you're going to be part of the presentation. UTA has been a key partner in this effort. And we appreciate it. And Chandler, on behalf of all of us, please take back to your colleagues how much we appreciate UTA's strong partnership and good work with Sal Jordan.
Yeah, we'll do.
Thank you.
So this is a short update. I hope that this will give you a sense of where we're at in the process. The basic point is we're almost done. And what does that look like? And what
it
are
looks like
some
a whole lot
things...
more time back in our lives. That would be
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
and what are some
exciting.
Of the opportunities or options for South Jordan and for the communities in this area? So I hope that's what you get from the handful of minutes that I'll spend on this. And where do I point to?
It's right over here, but you should be able to point.
Okay.
Is it not?
Will you forward the
this on?
Try it one more time.
That. No.
Can you go to the first slide? I can just point at you and you can do it that way. Go back one if you wouldn't mind. Let's see. There we go. Yes. All right. So quick reminder, the main idea here is let's get all of the communities together, a variety of key partners, all of the relevant transportation agencies, let's get us all together to see if we can align together on a unified transit vision. That's the main idea. And that as we do that, let's not just assume that the previous ideas that have been explored are enough. Let's consider everything that we can, including new ideas. And this is the most unusual aspect, and I think the crux of the Transit Fresh Look is that we did not just say, what is feasible or pragmatic given what we know, what we're planning on, what's on the ground today. Let's ask instead, what do we want to accomplish? And then back into an answer of what would it take to get there? So it's a what would it take approach. And there's, and I think that's really the way this is concluding, is we have a vision, and now what would it take, what will it take for us together to get that done? I'll try this one more time. Go to the next slide if you would. Really briefly, it is distinct from the regional transportation plan. I think most of you came to a workshop where we talked about the regional transportation plan, roads, transit, active transportation, next 30 years. And now as we're concluding the transit fresh look, I just am noting we will meld it into the regional plan. We haven't done all of that yet, but it will be in the regional plan. So as you see this unfold over the coming months, you'll see exactly how that happens. I just wanted to make one note about the difference between the two. If you'd go to the next slide, if you would. I mentioned the partnership. I won't go over this in detail. I'll just mention Southwest LA County, also Northwest Utah County. So across the county line, and I was really proud of this partnership, the breadth of it, the depth of it, and the commitment of the partners that stuck with this process as we went through it. Go to the next one. Yeah, for South Jordan, you know, this Mayor Ramsey was a key representative, perhaps the leader of the partnership. City Manager Lewis Ryan also represented in that effort. Hopefully, I think you followed this and felt like you were aware of what's happening. And that's part of the reason that I'm here today as well. If you'll go to the next slide. Now, here is the draft vision. This is technically subject to refinement, but I think this is pretty solid. And so let me highlight a few projects on here that are especially relevant to South Jordan. So you see this Fuchsia Line, South Jordan Parkway Bus Rapid Transit. You see this light blue loop route, which we're calling the Rio Tinto Loop Bus Rapid Transit as the vision. And this dark blue line west of, on the west side of the city, 118th South Bus Rapid Transit. Those are all South Jordan specific projects. I think it's fair to say that the most focus on any one project, though, is a project that doesn't have as much direct impact on South Jordan, but I think helps make the transit network sing in Southwest LA County. And that is the idea of taking the red line and then extending the rail onto Bangor Highway and connecting the loop all the way back over to the new Front Runner station in Bluffdale and the Point. So that is a big project. It's very ambitious, but I think there was a lot of interest in the partnership, a lot of support that aligned behind that. And Mayor, I don't know if you wanna interject here.
Just how proud I am of what this looks like right now, because it's been well over a year. How long have we been working on this?
Yeah, it's unfortunately well past a year.
Yeah, well past a year. It's been an immense amount of work by all the key stakeholders, and that's what the biggest deal is. To get all of these parties to align on this vision has been an immense amount of work and data and research and opinions from every stakeholder and city, and there's just been so much to it. And so to have a draft vision that everyone can get behind is significant. Part of the reason, a big part of the reason that we don't have good east-west connectivity in our whole part of the valley is because all the parties could never come together on a vision. All the parties could not come together on what it should look like, so it never happened. It never came about. It's critical that we don't live in silos. Our communities all flow into each other. People drive in and out of them all the time. They need to be able to use transit to connect in and out of them all the time. They need to be able to use these other means of transportation. And it's a really big deal to reach the point where we have this draft vision. And of course it says subject to refinement. There's quite a bit of work to still be done on this, but to go from, you know, the data just doesn't support an expansion of of the tracks line, of the red line, or whatever, to having a draft vision with all of these communities and the business community and the education community and the partners, the MPOs and the transit and transportation and legislators and everybody come together and agree on a draft vision means we are going to be able to actually implement change over the course of time with what everything that goes into it. We have to figure out funding. There's a lot of land use. There's all these things that have to still go into it. But the intention and the plan and the goal is to have this be an outcome that will outlive all of us and that will make our area, our region easier to get around in and easier to live in and just better for folks, better long-term as we keep growing. Yeah. This is going to be critical. We can't build a ton more lane miles, and we have all these people, and we all know that the roads are getting full, and we've got to be able to expand this. And it's part of the reason we've been such loud proponents for expanding the red line. We already have it. It comes to South Jordan. What we need is for it to extend. It's better for everyone if it extends outside of our city as well and continues on and connects into where the Front Runner station will be at the point, so that we've got the Front Runner spine running down I-15. We'll have the blue line through Draper connect around to the point and the red line come out and come all the way around into a fully looped system. And then with the bus rapid transit lanes, it's a lofty vision that we are all supportive of figuring out what it's going to take to make it happen. And if we can get this to the point where we get it in the regional transportation plan, nothing can happen but for that. And it's taken a lot of work and expertise to help reach this point. But I assure you, just about every question that could be asked has been asked by the stakeholders. Everything's been really looked at deep. And although there's a lot of work to do, it's so significant. This map is monumental. And I could not be more grateful for the partnership or more proud of even seeing this draft vision. It really is a big deal.
That's a good question. Mm-hmm. We're talking a lot about that red line. This is too vague to understand. Could you give us a detailed understanding of what's the, I mean, I know things could change.
And you're welcome to stand up if you want to point anything out or whatever.
Would you describe to us,
not working,
from the University of Utah Hospital area where the station is now, where will it go according to this?
It's a great question. And I actually feel like a map as rough as this is probably where we are at right now. Working out the specific alignment will take more work. So we've narrowed it down to here's the corridor. And then the precision of the alignment is kind of a future step. We would want to work with you. We'd want to work with, you know, all of the communities that are affected, certainly Riverton, most especially on that. You know, does it happen? How does it happen relative to the Bangor Highway facility? You're welcome to ask a specific question to me, but I think the nature of the work is we recognize that the specifics of the alignment still need to be worked out.
Specifically,
so envisioned going south, somewhere along the similar corridor down south through Harriman into Riverton, and somewhere it's going to cut
and
across
south
and connect
Jordan,
to Bangor.
The corridor's already preserved to get it to
our city. We already voted on this, that it's going to turn the corner and go west from us.
Right.
And EIS.
It's not going to cut in front of ELA. It's going to be like Duckhorn.
Yeah, that's all been.
That's us. We've already decided on that.
EIS was done, and we have it in our our city transportation plan.
So then it'll go to the other side of Mountain View?
But that's not, none of that is 100, like where it's going to go on the other side of Mountain View, it's too early to
know
exactly that.
They don't have that.
However,
we have the
concept planned far enough.
There is some corridor preserved through Harriman.
Yes, and so I don't want to leave it that we're not gonna refine this as much as we reasonably can over the next few months. We will work with your staff to make sure that the line that we are showing is consistent as much as possible with the routes that you've already preserved. We believe it's already there because we have been gathering that information from your staff already. So it should represent the spaces that you have preserved.
To be honest, I'm not worried about our city.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
I'm not. I figure we're all on the same page. We voted, we've passed, you know, I'm just concerned when it leaves South Jordan, do we have a pathway forward?
Yeah.
We do.
Ish.
Yeah, we do ish. Uh-huh.
There's a goal, but exactly where that's located.
There's
like Harriman's like, yep, we want it to come south through here. Riverton's like, yep, we want it to come south through here. It's going to have to cut across the Bangor alignment rather than going really far south around through Bluffdale is what was chosen by the collaborative, by the whole group. So somewhere it's going to have to connect. Those other cities are going to have a lot of say in that. It goes through their cities. That's going to have to be figured out along with UTA and all the things, all the so many stakeholders. So the exact where it will be, we'll take more work to figure out, but imagine it going south and then cutting east and then connecting over to the Front Runner line in, at the point.
And so these are the kinds of, it's a perfect question because these are the kinds of next steps that we would love to work with communities on. And so if you'll go to the next slide, where the final documents will have cut sheets for each corridor that show the alignment that's currently contemplated in more detail. And they will show, as you see here, preliminary station locations, subject to change, but it's so that there can be a starter conversation in each community about where do you think it ought to go and where does it make sense given land use opportunities or current land use, you know, focal points. So it's time to drill down outside of the front of the sort of umbrella of the transit fresh look, drill down corridor by corridor. That can be land use planning. It can be station location refinement. It can be, let's pull up our sleeves and look at our funding opportunities. We're gonna have to be creative on a lot of these. And it's that
spoiler,
kind of
there's
space.
No money, so we're gonna have to figure it out, you know?
These purple polygons that you see called planning exploration areas, were derived by working with staff in each city where they answered the question, where do we think planning and zoning has the potential to change? Not saying you will, but saying it could. And that's why we're just highlighting it just for what it's worth. And you don't have to be wedded to that. And you can take a look at how that looks like in South Jordan. But I already mentioned this. You can go to the next one. I think it was a good gentle nudge.
Sorry.
No, you're good. funding competitiveness, land use intensity, transit market capture. I think we're going to have to roll up our sleeves and wade into how do we make these things that have not made it onto plans, have not gotten obviously built yet, because they are challenging. How do we overcome that? By working together and not celebrating success yet, but thinking about how do we advance these moving forward. Would love to work with South Jordan as you think about it, but you know, a lot of this work is really other communities and maybe not even so much South Jordan, but we'll work on it together. And if you'll go to the next slide, our last anticipated partnership meeting for this effort is on December 1. That will, I think, focus on quarter by quarter. What are some of the near-term things that we might work on together? We'll talk about what makes sense for the partnership overall. Where do we go together? But the overall transit fresh look vision, I think we're going to wrap. I anticipate there on December 1, so just a couple of weeks. And that's, I think, that's just to give you a quick update. Have you start thinking about it, and I'll just leaving with you that you know, we want to help. This partnership has been cities, communities, major landowners, and transportation agencies working together, and I think it's that spirit of collaboration that will be needed to advance these ambitious ideas as we move forward.
And I'll just add on to that just quickly, just from a UTA perspective, this has been a really beneficial exercise for us. It's been, you know, UTA's approach has kind of just been to listen and to hear the feedback from the stakeholders, from the cities and our partners. And so, you know, as Mayor Ramsey said at the start there, this is the first time that we've ever really had this type of vision and collaboration on a project and all these things of this magnitude. I mean, so it really gives us, you know, at UTA's, you know, some good hope and some good, you know, vision and direction on where we need to go. And so we're looking forward to partnering with WFRC, with South Jordan, with the cities, with everyone that's been a part of these conversations so that we can, you know, make steps to move this forward. So we appreciate all that you guys have done for this.
And if you have particular questions, we can follow up and drill down.
Anybody have any questions for Ted or Chandler at this point?
My questions are more of the specifics, so I don't know how helpful that would be.
Which there may or may not be answers to at
this
point.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking about like the bus rapid transit on South Jordan Parkway.
Yeah.
How far west does that go? And then how far east does it go, you know? And
I could imagine a scenario where we work, the Royal, we work together on the South Jordan Parkway and the Rio Tinto Loop west, on the west side of your community, and we treat it as a composite project, for example. Mm. But I think there are permutations of how this might unfold.
Mm. And the 118 South bus rapid transit there.
Yeah.
And again, how far east and how far west do we go?
All
with
the way
it,
west.
You know?
It's going to have to go,
Bacchus.
You know.
All the way out to Bacchus? Or
looks like it was mountain.
Which is
corridor.
Kind of the Rio Tinto loop that's being envisioned. Being able to get people from the east and the west side of the city all the way across the city in a reasonable fashion.
I think.
Going north to south wouldn't be too much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
If as a council and mayor, if you reflect on this vision map and you think there are there's a notable adjustment that should be made, you know, let's say in 118 South, it just doesn't go far enough west, and you think, look, there's reason for it to be extended further west, I'd say that there is still time to do some modest adjustments. I think it's a little late for a brand new idea, but it's not too late for an adjustment.
I wonder how you would even get a BRT through Daybreak on Daybreak Parkway. I mean, how would you even do that?
It didn't show it going there?
No, 118.
The 118th was only like to the Mountain View Corridor area?
Yeah.
What was the pink line?
Oh, it was on 118.
Yeah,
because
118. You got to remember this, which is 114.
And then
Daybreak,
hopping up to my street
right
when
there.
You come out of the Daybreak.
Where's that pink line? Isn't that 106? One South Jordan Parkway?
Yeah, this is South Jordan Parkway right here.
Yeah, and then it goes to
coming
the
coming up to Mountain View Corridor, then you switch to that loop.
Uh-huh.
Which would be, the loop would actually take you all the way to, I'm guessing 126 is the green line.
Yeah, that's the green.
Yeah.
So 118.
But this blue line here is the.
Oh, it's
the 118.
That's the bus rapid transit going
transit.
Past my new.
And it takes you all the way out to U-111,
looks like. Yeah, that's right.
From Mountain
View. Good to go, Mayor.
Yeah, and I apologize. We should have done a big zoom in to South Jordan for this presentation. Apologies for that.
That's okay. It is okay. This is a good overall picture and looking at, you know, as you can imagine, looking at Northern Utah County versus our part of Salt Lake County, while we're all connected, we have different priorities, right? Eagle Mountain and Saratoga Springs are like, we need this, and we feel the same way. And there's a marriage between them, but also they're kind of separate as well. And so we've got to be able to figure out how to connect. All of that's gone into this, and all of those meetings contained all of this. So as you'll see, a proposed bus rapid transit down Mountain View Corridor. And how to connect Utah County up to a transit line. What corridors can be created to help that Northern Utah County area connect to the transit corridor. You know, all of those things you'll see represented here on that. And it was all of their folks and our folks and everybody together trying to figure that out.
So as the Mountain View Corridor, there was as I recall, there was a requirement for a bus rapid transit on 5600 West.
Yeah.
Before Mountain View is converted to a freeway. As I
mm-hmm.
recall, is that
mm-hmm.
still out there, or
yeah,
is that being handled
the 5600 BRT is in the process of
it's
underway now. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So and that is and you're correct. That
be
is
a
part
BRT, or
I guess it'll be enhanced lanes and similar to a BRT, very similar,
a little less expensive, maybe.
Yeah,
and that does dovetail with the. Lime-colored Mountain View Corridor bus rapid transit. It's sort of a related concept of maybe that line comes and continues on down into Utah County in that way.
Mm.
So that's the vision and the goal of this. And as they said, there's still, of course, a ton of work to be done to figure it out. But this is, it's a big deal to reach this point where there's a draft vision of transit corridors throughout the southwest part of Salt Lake County and the northwest part of Utah County.
So I assume the South Jordan Parkway, BRT, that'd have to go over to the train station there.
The Front Runner station.
Front Runner, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right.
In order to be effective.
And connect all the way out to, no. Yeah.
Okay.
So.
I know these, a lot of these are generational projects, but do we have any idea of when some of this may actually start?
They didn't like when I would joke about being alive, dead before this happened. They were like, you won't be dead by the time any of this happens. I'm like, I might be.
Well, but I look at it and I really wonder if I would ever be able to use any of these projects.
Certainly, you know. So the goal is for it to happen before I'm dead.
Okay, that's
yeah. That's where we need part of your help is just to, you know, now that we have the vision, it's based on funding, right? We need to get funding.
It's based on funding. It's based on, it can be based somewhat on land use, but I'll also just note that we are looking at a phasing in for many of these projects. What can we do near term so that there is service where there wasn't service? And then perhaps there's enough service that communities can think, okay, how do we mold our community plan around that service, even as they're benefiting from something,
yeah.
as opposed to, you know, whatever they don't have now.
Kind of leads into how do we even make that transitional plan happen? We've been asking UTA for years to provide us a bus route going up South Jordan Parkway.
Years and years.
Yeah. And also 114th South. So how do we work with UTA to actually make this happen? I mean, I've been out knocking a lot of doors this summer, and that was a request by a lot of the residents is, yeah, we're by mass transit stops, but we can't connect to them. If I have to get in my car and drive to either of my mass transit stops, I'm going to keep on driving the rest of the way to work. So how do we work with UTA to make this transitional plan so this draft, I mean, not this draft vision, but this plan can become a reality.
Yeah, so like Ted said, it would be in steps and in phases. And one way that we do that, we have a five-year service plan that's more of our short-term, you know, planning. And so we're actually going to be reevaluating that plan next year. So feedback like that is really important for us to hear. So we'll be coming to you guys in your cities and asking for feedback and input. And then as we incorporate that five-year service plan, we'll have a long-range transit plan that's, you know, 10 years into the future. And so looking for, you know, stakeholder input in those kind of two plans is kind of how we would, you know, incrementally in, you know, 5-10 year windows, take swings at some of those projects to eventually, you know, get to some of these bigger ones.
Keep being vocal about your priorities. I mean, not that you're not, but if we know where you want to start as a community, then we can think about, you know, available resources, et cetera. We want to help communities, but it's really helpful to know, you know, what is your priority as we roll up our sleeves together.
Well, it's only beneficial to you if you're increasing the demand on your services by providing us this rapid transit, because that will show the need. But as long as we don't have that impact, that demand, you're showing the demand being reached or at least accomplished, it's just going to be, you know, what if.
I think having like the downtown Daybreak area, you know, opening this past year will help show that greater demand. But that's something I heard from colleagues that live in Salt Lake that would love to come out to a Bees game, but they don't want to deal with the traffic. A couple of them said they could take, you know, the Front Runner. But then how do they connect into the stadium? There's not a way right now.
They're coming from the south, especially.
Or to the north. They don't want to deal with making a transit stop onto, you know, the red line maybe, or just depending on where their house is, you know, things like that. But they're just like, why? I mean, yeah, people just literally ask me, why can I not take a Front Runner station, get off at South Jordan Parkway, and then be able to catch a bus to go out the rest of the way?
Yeah.
I mean, things
that's
like that.
That's a fair point.
So,
And that's the type of thing, message we've been trying to relate to UTA. Right? I love what you guys are proposing for these big concept ideas for the Fresh Look. I think it's a great plan, but it's, we have a lot of work to do, I think, with UTA to get us to the point where this will be looked at as even being feasible.
And I'll send you my contact info and we can stay engaged as I talked about that five-year service plan. As we work through that, I'll connect with you, make sure you get, stay updated on that and can provide some input.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Because the previous update of the five-year plan did not have any South Jordan allocation whatsoever. And we'd love to be part of a short-term five-year plan, something.
Sure.
Probably 104th South first, probably South Jordan Parkway first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great,
okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you both for being here. Thanks for all your work. We appreciate it. It's nice to do these tidy little concise presentations, and there's about a billion hours of work that's gone into reaching this
you guys
point.
Know.
So, so thank you.
Just to get all the municipalities all around the same table, that was a lot of work.
For over
tables.
A year, well over a year,
Multiple meetings. Each of these meetings had like eight tables out in their group.
It's just been so much.
Six tables.
So it's
multiple conversations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the most notable process and progress and the most unique way about going about it that's been done. But it's awesome. Okay. Thank you. We have our next discussion item. We're going to talk about curbside recycling at our level
Mayor,
of service.
I'm going to ask that that be tabled.
Oh, that's right. I have an update. No, I don't have an updated agenda on that. I have for later. You're right. Okay. We are going to table that. There's some more information that we're working on getting, right? More information.
I'll
I don't have to take a vote on
that.
I think we can just say we're going to talk about that another time.
It was for information, but we have some other information that we want to make sure we have ready to present.
Okay.
And so
we'll forward that to another time. Okay. Then I'm going to ask for a motion to recess our city council study meeting and move us into executive closed session for the discussion of the purchase, exchange, or lease of real property and also the deployment of security personnel, devices, or systems. Can I please get a motion?
So moved.
Second. Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. We're going to move into executive closed session for two different subjects. Yeah, so I think the only people we're going to invite, I know we'll have... Okay, welcome back. We are back in our study meeting, and I'm going to ask if there's a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. Motion by Mr. Shelton, a second by Mrs. Johnson. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, we are adjourned and we're going to start our city council meeting in five.